Wichita Falls History, Section 2, Historic Museum Sites. Number 1, the Kell House Museum, located at 900 Bluff. Phone number 940-723-2712 and the website wichita-heritage.org. Active in business and civic enterprise, especially milling and railroads, Frank Kell helped organize the city's first electric company, developed the local street railway, and constructed the city's first major office building. Kell built this neoclassical home in 1909, and it remained in the family until 1980 when it became a museum. The Kell House is one of the most historically and architecturally significant buildings in Wichita Falls. The museum features distinctive architecture, original family furnishings, decorative art, and historic clothing. Number 2, the Kemp Center for the Arts, located at 1300 Lamar. Their phone number, 940-767-2787, and the website, kempcenter.org. The Kemp Center for the Arts is the heart of the arts community in Wichita Falls. Home to the Arts Council, Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra, Sculpture Garden, Northlight Gallery, West End Studio, and the What's Up Downstairs area, the Kemp Center is the place to experience art and culture in North Texas. Number 3, the Museum of North Texas History, located at 720 Indiana. Their phone number, 940-322-7628, and the website, month-ntx.org. The museum was founded in the year 2000 and is located downtown in the Lindemann Building. It provides a glimpse of local and regional history depicted through inspiring and educational exhibits. History comes alive at this North Texas favorite. Step back into the past and explore the oil and gas industry, six rooms of military exhibits, the Monroe Street Post Office, Nat's Hats, rotating special exhibits, guided tours, and more. Number 4, the Wichita Falls Railroad Museum, located at 500 9th Street. Their phone number, 940-723-2661, and the website, wfrrm.org. The Wichita Falls Railroad Museum was founded in 1980 to establish a museum of railroad, streetcar, and pioneer history in the Depot Square Historic District. The site of the former Union Station features railroad memorabilia to tell the story of the railroads that served Wichita Falls. Along with equipment from six Texas railroads, it includes the nation's largest collection of rolling stock, 14 units from the Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad. Railroad buffs from across the country and around the world place the Wichita Falls Railroad Museum at the top of their list when wanting to be surrounded by everything railroad. Climb aboard actual train cars, including steam locomotives, commuter cars, Pullman troop sleepers, dining cars, post office and baggage cars, cabooses, and more. Number 5, the Wichita Falls Fire and Police Museum, located at 102 Pecan Street. The website is wffpm.com. The Fire and Police Museum holds the history of the brave men and women of the Wichita Falls Fire and Police Departments. The Wichita Falls Police Department was established in 1890 and the Wichita Falls Fire Department in 1893 as a volunteer fire department. Stop by and see equipment that fought fires and defended the law decades ago. This is undoubtedly one of the kids' favorites. Number 6, the Kell Airfield Terminal Building, or Little Adobe Building, now housing the Shepherd Heritage Center, located at 2130 Heritage Way on the grounds of Shepherd Air Force Base. Their phone number is area code 940-676-2787 and the website shepherd.af.mil. At one time, Kell Field was the sole aviation facility for this part of North Texas. Known as Little Adobe, this Pueblo Revival building was constructed in 1928. In 1941, Kell Field was incorporated into Shepherd Field. This World War II Army Air Corps Training Center and its terminal building have seen some legends of aviation, including Wiley Post, Charles Lindbergh, and Amelia Earhart. The facility was built to house a civilian aviation cadet flying school. In 2003, the 100th anniversary of flight was recognized, and in conjunction, the Little Adobe, after 75 years, was in dire need of restoration. Part of the long-range vision of the base commander at the time and the city of Wichita Falls was to develop a center that highlighted the role of Wichita Falls and Shepherd Air Force Base in aviation history. That vision resulted in a $1 million historic building transformation involving major refurbishment along with an addition. The Shepherd Heritage Center is now a state-of-the-art military aviation center with a theater showing historical films, meeting space, and museum displays covering all eras of aviation history from World War I through the present. Number 7, the Caulfield Aviation Memorial Museum featuring the World War I Curtiss Jenny. Located at the Kickapoo Airport, the Caulfield Memorial Exhibit honors and memorializes the brave men who trained in Wichita Falls at the World War I Army Air Corps base known as Caulfield. At the time, Caulfield was one of five air bases in Texas. The 640-acre site was leased and named for Lieutenant Lauren H. Call, a pilot killed in 1913 on duty in Texas. Construction began in 1917. As a primary flight training school, 50 to 60 buildings were constructed near Caulfield Road. The runways and 12 hangars were situated south of the road. The airbase was located on either side of present-day Caulfield Road, and its dirt runways were located in the present-day University Park subdivision. Before Caulfield closed in July of 1919, the school gave commissions and wings to 500 men and sent two aero squadrons overseas for combat duty. The memorial exhibit also includes a rare JN-4D Curtiss Jenny plane, manufactured between 1916 and 1918. The museum acquired one of only five Curtiss Jennies that remain in flying condition in the world. Number 8, the Wichita Falls Museum of Art, located at number 2 Eureka Circle. The number is 940-397-8900, and the website is mwsu.edu/WFMA. On May 27, 1964, the Charter of Incorporation for the museum to operate was approved. The mission of the museum has varied over the years since it opened on April 1, 1967, but it now concentrates on art and is managed by Midwestern State University. The facility also maintains the Lester Jones Collection, a diverse and stunning group of historic photographs of Wichita Falls dating from the 1890s to the 1960s.